Our gracious Heavenly Father, we stand in your presence by means of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit, thankful for the privilege and the opportunity that is ours to worship you. May the Holy Spirit take the hour and use it as it pleases thee. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Just two verses of Scripture this evening. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Beginning at verse 20. 1 Timothy 6, verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Last week, we began a new series on basic Bible doctrine. One, of course, is faced with some simple definitions. What is basic? What is Bible? And what is doctrine? And so we began the series last Sunday evening. I suppose if one were to look for a fancy title, and I hate to say this with Barbara in attendance, but last week, we might title that series, What a Book. And we spent the hour looking at some of the amazing facts that surround the Bible, that which we call the Word of God. We continue in this study now. Actually, our basic Bible doctrine is broken down into three major divisions. The Bible, God, and man. And for several weeks, the Lord willing, we will be discussing the Bible. Last week, we looked at it externally. An amazing book. This week, the Lord willing, I'd like to look at the need for a revelation. We have to start somewhere. It is inconceivable that anything can be accomplished without a beginning. I am persuaded that somehow people do not counterfeit counterfeits. That therefore, in the mess that might be called religion and philosophy and science today, there must be a truth that spawns the counterfeits. No matter how we begin to examine a philosophical system, we must begin. Dearly beloved, we must begin with a leap of faith. You would not have to ask why, how, or what very often before you would be pushed back far enough that it would be necessary to begin with a basic assumption, a leap of faith. I'm going to begin by suggesting that it appears obvious to me, it may not to you, it appears obvious to me that mankind can reason. Now, I'm not certain that I can, to your satisfaction, define reason or the ability to reason. It does, however, seem apparent to me that somehow man has the faculty to assemble logical facts and reach conclusions. And I'm going to call that reasoning. I'm going to suggest to you, without wasting time in any futile argument, that plants and